I think really the only thing I could say, having spoken to a handful of veterans who were over in Afghanistan in the past 10 years, I think the biggest emotion they're feeling throughout this week and especially this morning is anger. Just very angry and a little embarrassed by our leadership.
Yeah, and I know you. I've met you, and I got to tell you, folks, you don't know Greg, and I don't know him personally as well as I probably could or should, but you've always seemed to be just such a down-the-middle, centered person, and for you to express that, that's the kind of feeling that I'm trying to just, I can't feel what you feel. It's gotta hurt. And the other thing that I would like, Greg, maybe you could comment on, and I know you're Adjutant General, General Michaelides, and what a wonderful, smart, articulate leader he is. You know, during the pandemic, who was helping? It was the National Guard. Whether it's storms or being deployed, it's you folks. And maybe you can tell people how people could reach out to the National Guard and maybe what you know. But, Greg, one thing that ticks me off this last 10 days or 7 days is not the politics of this or not the presidential aspect or not the mess I'm seeing, but not one point have we heard from the administration to those folks that have served in Afghanistan or Iraq or Syria in the war on terror. This must be hard for you. We know you're probably hurting. We're making the best decisions we can, like it or not, but thank you for your service over the last 20 years. It was not in vain. You kept us freer and safer. Thank you. Now, the governor of the state has, but I haven't heard it nationally, and that bothers me.
I agree, Jack, but I think at the end of the day, if you talk to any soldier, Marine, and any other service member who's been over there and served, what really gives them the satisfaction of knowing they did a good job is what they share between each other. The guy or the gal to the right or left of them, that's what's most important. I know that anyone who served overseas in Afghanistan or anywhere else in the Middle East over the last two decades, since 9/11, they know the job they did. They're proud of this. They're proud of their service, and they have each other to rely on. And I think over time you develop a little bit of a I don't know what you would call it, a bitterness or a numbness to those levels far above our pay grades. That we understand there's politics involved and decisions right. are made at a much higher level, but at the end of the day, you can't always expect that pat on the back from folks above you. You got to rely on each other,
right?
And I think that's what gets our troops through the day. I think that's what's getting them through what's going on at the airport in Kabul right now. They've got each other's back. They've got a mission. They're going to do it to the best of their ability. They've been well trained. This is, things you said before. This is what they signed up for. They know what
right.
they're doing.
Right.
Regardless of what's being said back here, they're focused on the mission. And I think especially the citizens of New Hampshire can rest assured that, they're best and brightest and they're doing their job, and they're doing it well, and they're representing this state and this country very well right now.
Well, Greg, well said, Greg Househorn with the National Guard of New Hampshire. And Greg, you may not always get the pat on the back or the shoulder from a superior officer, but I think the public right now, I've said, if you see a veteran out there, under the age of, I would even dare say 60, in their 30s or 40s, that has any kind of an Iraq war, Syria, Afghanistan, or just any kind of a military hat, just thank him or her for their service, because over the last 20 years, chances are they played a hand in this. Greg, before we let you go, do we know if all members of the New Hampshire National Guard or our area National Guard are in safe way at this point? Is there anyone you're still concerned about? Because Governor Sununu was on yesterday saying it's the people they don't know about that might still be there. Are your people accounted for?
Our people are accounted for. We have six New Hampshire Army National Guard soldiers that are part of a security detail at the airport. They're safe, and they're on mission this morning, or it would be kind of later in the day over there, but they're doing well. and they're focused.